Hello, and welcome to the calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Program Palliative Care Open Mic Session. This is the sixth in the series of the open mic sessions we have arranged for you. I'm Lisa D'Amico, manager of Highmark's Hospital Provider Programs, and I will present the open mic session today. Today's session was prepared by Kathy Latour, Clinical Transformation Consultant for the Hospital Program in the Western Region of Pennsylvania. With that, let's get started with our session. Slide 2 lists the components and metrics of the calendar year 2017 program in comparison with the calendar year 2016 program. The slide is familiar from the overview sessions and discusses the updates from calendar year 2016 to calendar year 2017 changes. The calendar year 2017 program is relatively consistent with calendar year 2016 and continues to focus on quality of care and patient safety. The measure that we will be reviewing today, palliative care, falls in the quality component and is highlighted in blue on slide 2. On slide 3, we review the palliative care metric, which is consistent with the 2016 program measure. Participation in the palliative care metric is mandatory for all participants and focuses on increasing patient palliative care consults for commercial and Medicare Advantage populations. All participants, with the exception of specialty care hospitals, will be required to participate in this metric and will be measured on their ability to complete consultations for advanced illness services for patients with life-limiting or life-threatening conditions. Performance scoring for this metric will be assessed in the time period January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. Performance targets were determined by analyzing the July 2015 through December 2015 Highmark Quality Blue hospital consult rates. As identified in the table at the bottom of the slide, targets have been updated to reflect the Highmark network of 70th, 55th, and 35th percentile performance. Hospitals with less than 25 in the denominator will not be included in this metric. Palliative care consults can be provided by any discipline with training in delivering a consult for palliative care services by submitting claims using the ICD-10 Z51.5 code. Palliative care consults completed 2 weeks prior to admission, during the admission, and within 2 weeks post-hospital discharge will be considered compliant for this metric. Also considered compliant are inpatient Medicare Advantage members enrolled in Highmark's Advanced Illness Services, AIS, home visit program within the program year. The AIS home visit program is available for Highmark Medicare Advantage patients. Additional information on the AIS home visit program can be found in the program manual and on the Provider Resource Center's webpage under the AIS home visit program, and will be discussed in more detail on slide 5. A maximum of 5 points are awarded for this metric, contingent upon achieving established consult rates for the high-risk, complex patient population. Participants with greater than or equal to 100 licensed inpatient beds will be measured and scored on their ability to provide palliative care services to both commercial and Medicare Advantage complex patients. Participants with less than 100 licensed inpatient beds will be measured and scored on the achieved consult rate for the high-risk Highmark Medicare Advantage patient population. Licensed bed size will be determined at the beginning of the program year. Referenced resource links to help determine licensed bed size are listed on page 24 of the Quality Blue Hospital Pay for Value Calendar Year 2017 Program Manual. Maximum points will be awarded for meeting or exceeding the Highmark 70th percentile or better, which is greater than or equal to 17.22%. 3 points are earned for mid-level achievement of greater than or equal to 13.18%, and less than 17.22%. A minimum of 2 points can be earned for achieving a consult rate greater than or equal to 8.33% or less than 13.1%. Consult rates below the 8.33% rate earn 0 points. Slide 4 describes additional technical specifications for the palliative care measure. These specifications are based upon a high-risk, complex patient measure sourced from the American Medical Association and the Physician Consortium for Performance Improvement. Additional information can also be found in the Hospital Component and Quality Bundle MASTEAD Measure Guide. As a reminder, the Highmark Hospital Quality Blue Program is a claims-based program. Palliative care consults with Highmark claims that include the associated codes identified in the MASTEAD Measure Guide are used to include patients in the numerator and denominator. Complex patients for consideration of palliative care consults include all hospital admissions for members 18 years of age and older with advanced chronic or serious life-threatening illness identified within the measurement period of January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. Please note that this measurement period differs from the 2016 program year measurement period of April 1, 2016 through December 31, 2016. Patients with advanced chronic or serious life-threatening illness identified in any setting within 2 years prior to the inpatient admission will be captured within the denominator. Also included in the target population are members with a substantial risk of death within 1 year, based on the physician's clinical judgment integrating the patient's comorbidities, health status, social and other factors identified with CPT II code 1150F. Patients with advanced disease whose goals of care prioritize comfort identified with CPT II code 1152F, and patients with incurable cancer, organ system failure, or severe neurological conditions identified with ICD-9 and ICD-10 codes. See pages 7, 8, and 9 of the calendar year 2017 MASTEAD Measure Guide for more details. There are no denominator exclusions for the palliative care metric. Numerator compliance is captured by submission of ICD-10 diagnosis code Z51.5. Hospitals should seek guidance from their coding and billing department for appropriate code usage. Slide 5 provides information about the Highmark Advanced Illness Services, AIS, home visit program. This program provides home-based palliative care and physician support services to enhance the quality of life for Highmark's Medicare Advantage population. Members facing a serious or chronic or life-limiting illness are eligible. A team of physicians, nurse practitioners, nurses, social workers, and chaplains work together with the patient's PCP and specialist in developing a plan of care that best fits the patient's and family's needs. The interdisciplinary team is available 24/7 to provide clinical guidance and support for patients and families. Member benefits include symptom management, developing goals of care, education regarding illness, treatment and medications, and discussion and care coordination among providers, including specialists and PCPs. Patients with advanced cancer, advanced dementia, congestive heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, end-stage renal disease, end-stage liver disease, and advanced frailty can continue to see their PCP and other specialists and may continue to seek curative treatment. Patients can receive most treatment within their own home, thereby saving patients and families the added burden of getting in and out of offices. Patient PCPs are provided clinical updates after each in-home visit, which improves patient quality of care, enhances clinical outcomes, and improves care coordination across the continuum. Providers share in the program benefits by realizing a reduction in administrative burden, including managing medication refills, orders for durable medical equipment, and coordination of care services. AIS home visit program patient referrals can be made by calling the AIS referral phone line or faxing a completed referral form. The phone number and form can be found on page 42 of the Quality Blue Hospital Pay-for-Value Calendar Year 2017 Program Manual. Now that we've reviewed the palliative care metric, let's discuss the specialty of palliative care. Many people believe that palliative care is hospice care, and although the two specialties share many of the same desired outcomes, palliative care focuses more broadly on improving life and providing comfort to people of all ages with serious, chronic, and life-threatening illnesses. One of the most important philosophies surrounding palliative care is that treatment should be centered around the goals of the patient and the family. Patients seek palliative care treatment for a variety of reasons, some of which include symptom management of pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, constipation, nausea, loss of appetite, difficulty sleeping, and depression. They may also seek palliative care treatment during the earlier stages of a disease process and then may transition into hospice when end of life draws near. It's important to note that many patients seek palliative care treatment and then recover and move out of palliative care. So why is it important to use palliative care? Palliative care is focused on the delivery of person-centered, family-oriented care. People with life-limiting and life-threatening diseases often transition between healthcare settings, including hospitalizations. This creates burdens for both patients and families. Palliative care seeks to provide a higher quality of life for the patients by providing a broad scope of care, including better understanding of illness and disease progression, access to home care, emotional and spiritual support, and improved symptom management. Slide 7 provides examples of some of the many benefits of a palliative care program. Palliative care improves the quality of life for patients with a life-threatening illness and for their families. It aims to relieve suffering by identifying, assessing, and treating pain and other physical, psychosocial, and spiritual problems. Palliative care supportive services also focus on client-patient communication and advanced care planning. Many patients nearing the end of life are not physically, mentally, or cognitively able to make their own decisions about care. It is important that advanced care planning take place prior to a medical crisis or decline in health to ensure that patients receive care that is reflective of their values, goals, and preferences. Advanced care planning can take many forms depending on the needs and the health of the patient. An advanced directive, which can also be called a living will, is a legal document used to provide guidance on what types of treatment a patient may want to receive in case of a future unknown medical emergency. It also lists who you would like to appoint to make medical treatment decisions for you if you can't speak for yourself. This is known as a healthcare power of attorney. It is recommended that all adults have an advanced directive. Palliative care programs have also been shown to lower costs for hospitals and payers. It provides a clear system of care for those patients with the highest intensity needs and matches them with appropriate healthcare resources in order to provide them with the highest quality of care. Palliative care teams also reduce emergency department and ICU utilization, thereby providing direct financial benefits to hospital systems. On average, palliative care consultation reduces admission costs by $1,700 for live discharges and $4,900 for patients who died in the hospital. This means a potential savings of $1.3 million for a 300-bed community hospital and more than $2.5 million for an average academic medical center. Additionally, palliative care consult services are associated with reductions in symptoms for the patient and improve patient satisfaction. Slide 8 lists some of the barriers that exist among patients, families, and providers regarding palliative care referrals. They are the low awareness of palliative care services among patients and families, tendency of clinicians to equate palliative care with end-of-life and hospice care, concern that introducing palliative care may interfere with therapy directed at extending life, inadequate patient resources, shortage of palliative care physicians and services, and stigma associated with palliative and hospice care. In a 2011 public opinion poll conducted by the Center to Advance Palliative Care and the American Cancer Society, it was identified that more than three-quarters of the sample population had never heard of palliative care. Once educated about palliative care and the added layer of support for quality of life, More than 90% of those polled wanted palliative care for themselves or a loved one in the face of a serious illness. They felt it was important that more patients and their families were educated about palliative care and felt it was important for all hospitals to offer palliative care services. Despite high levels of public endorsement for the value of palliative care, patient referrals and program utilization remain low. Ways to improve program utilization include providing educational resources to patients and families that identify benefits of palliative care services, including increased quality of life, access to 24/7 supportive care for patients and families, and improved care across the continuum. Reducing the stigma associated with palliative care can be achieved by educating patients about the additional benefits and services that palliative care provides, and how the available services can be utilized in conjunction with curative care treatments. Additional ways to improve palliative care usage is to offer patients and families with printed palliative care brochures, develop on-site visual displays to educate the public about palliative care, design hospital web pages to include information about palliative care, and include informational links for easy access to palliative care information. Reaching out to physician-owned practices, skilled nursing facilities, long-term acute care facilities, and outpatient facilities to educate them on the positive benefits of palliative care programs is another area of opportunity to eliminate barriers regarding the use of palliative care. It also enhances providing the right care to the patient in the right setting. Another interesting option to reduce the stigma associated with making palliative care referrals is considering a change to the name of your palliative care program, for example, using the name of Supportive Care Program. One of Highmark's participating hospitals in West Virginia changed their palliative care program name to Supportive Care, and they believe that it was a big first step in getting over the hospice cultural hurdle. Slide 9 shows statistical data obtained from a 2016 nationwide study conducted in Taiwan entitled Branding Palliative Care Units by Avoiding the Terms Palliative and Hospice. The study assessed if there was a cultural stigma associated with the words palliative or hospice care. As listed on the slide, data was collected from a variety of sources, including public and private institutions, as well as various religiously affiliated hospitals. The study concluded that a tendency toward avoiding the terms palliative and hospital was found in religiously affiliated hospitals. There was also a lower prevalence in the use of the term in private hospitals compared to public hospitals, and 22.6% of hospitals used naming conventions such as people's names, for example, St. Francis Home. Other examples were names of meaning such as love, saint, grace, peace, kindness, and virtue. Slide 10 is a powerful illustration which displays via a poster presentation an integrated approach to palliative care by the North York General Hospital called Early Palliative Care in Advanced Heart Failure. The graphic not only describes the program, but it also includes the many benefits and measurable positive outcomes palliative care provided for patients, families, and healthcare systems. Slide 11 highlights some of the information from the graphic in more detail. We're now on slide 11. The North York General Hospital Early Palliative Care in Advanced Heart Failure graphic describes a one-year pilot program the hospital utilized in 2014 to focus on advanced heart failure patients. According to Dr. Warren Lewin, adult palliative care physician at North York General and physician lead for this pilot program, a holistic approach to patient care was used by focusing on physical, physiological, emotional, and existential support. Palliative care services provided included advanced care planning, pain and symptom management, clinical assessment and appropriate intervention, collaborative care across the spectrum, community resources, community support services, establishing goals of care and end-of-life care and planning. The goals of the program put into place at North York General was to increase advanced care planning, decrease emergency department visits, reduce recurrent hospitalizations, and increase staff, patient, and family satisfaction. Since the launch of the program, the number of palliative care consults for all admitted heart failure patients increased by 130%. The number of outpatients from the heart function clinic seen by the supportive cardiology team increased threefold from 2014 to 2015. Advanced care planning increased with documented do not resuscitate orders, increasing from 41% to 91% after the consult. Requests for full code status decreased from 25% to 7%. Undocumented code status decreased from 34% to 2%. These documented outcomes clearly show that the implementation of the supportive care program had considerable positive impacts for patients, families, and the healthcare system. The success of this program led to the inclusion of patients with other chronic progressive diseases and has been renamed the Supportive Care Program. If you would like to review the information presented in slides 10 and 11 in more detail, the link to the poster presentation is provided for you at the bottom on slide 11. I hope you found the information shared regarding barriers to the use of palliative care and the study by the North York General Hospital beneficial. Moving to slide 12, we list some best practices many of you may already have implemented within your facility. Performance of palliative care consults should be considered early on in a patient's care. Utilize checklists with admissions and daily rounds to assess for palliative care needs. Provide education to providers and staff on the benefits of palliative care. Develop interdisciplinary teams inclusive of providers, registered nurses, social workers, nutritionists, and clergy. Conduct routine interdisciplinary meetings centered around patient and family goals. Create palliative care education materials for patients and families, and partner with skilled nursing facilities, LTACs, home health agencies, and PCPs to promote palliative care services. As we have reviewed, early identification of patients who may benefit from palliative care services is important to increasing utilization and improving the quality of life for patients and families. Partnering with short-term care facilities, long-term acute care facilities, home health agencies, and primary care providers can also help to facilitate palliative care services across the continuum. Creating patient, community, and staff education materials detailing palliative care services can help to promote programs and increase usage. Remember, palliative care is a holistic approach to care that involves addressing physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs for both the patient and the family. Palliative care optimizes quality of life by anticipating, preventing, and treating suffering. Slide 13 not only provides the resources used for this open mic session, but also provides additional information to assist you in your efforts to work on the palliative care metric. I hope you have found the information presented today useful to support your efforts to manage the palliative care measure for your facility. Before we conclude today's session, I want to share slide 14 with you, which provides you with the schedule of our final open mic session. Please reach out to your assigned clinical transformation consultant and or provider account liaison for additional assistance if needed. This concludes the presentation for the palliative care metric. Thank you for listening, and we will now open the lines for questions.